This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Riyad Orzazi, welcome you to our Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits. This is session number 15. Alaikum salam, Sister Yashmin. Okay, so this is our Tafsir Bites and this is session number 15. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about Surat Al-Anfal. I'm just going to give a minute for people to join, inshallah. Salam. Just a minute, inshallah, to give a chance for more people to join. Ahlan, marhaba. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan. Ahlan Karima. Ahlan Khan Hafsa. Ahlan Yashmin. So who do we have on Facebook? And here is Instagram. Inshallah ta'ala, me too. Me too. Inshallah, me too. All right, so as people are joining, we will inshallah ta'ala start. Welcome all of you again. This is our session number 15 from Tafsir Bits. And today inshallah ta'ala we'll be talking about Surat Al-Anfal. You may want to put in your book, notebook and pen, handy inshallah, if you can, because I want to finish Surat Al-Anfal today inshallah. I think Khadija Muhammad Sheikh from Facebook, and then I've got people there on Instagram, live on all these different platforms. Anyway, so inshallah, we'll start with Surat Al-Anfal, because we finished Surat Al-An'am yesterday. Right, and Araf yesterday. So we'll move to Surah number 8. Surah number 8, Surat Al-Anfal. Surat Al-Anfal, it's interesting because, subhanAllah, it has only 75 verses. Al-Anfal has only 75 verses. So when you have Al-Baqarah, you know, and then Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-An'am, Al-A'raf, all those are right from the seven long ones, Al-Sab' Al-Tiwal. But then Al-Anfal is not from Al-Sab' Al-Tiwal. Al-Anfal, in fact, is from Al-Mi'in. Remember when we talked about Al-Mi'in, you know, the four types of suwars? The four types of suwars, you have Sab' Al-Tiwal, the seven long ones, those that have over 100 ayat. They're called Al-Sab' Al-Tiwal. There are only seven of them, seven surahs. And then right after that comes the Mi'in, those who have 100 ayah, more or less. So Surat Al-Anfal is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. It has only 75 verses, right? And then it is in what juz number 9 and 10, you know, between 9 and 10. This surah is a Madani surah, with the consensus. It's a Madani surah, except very few ayat were revealed in Mecca. But the surah was revealed in Medina, and the surah deals a lot with what happened in the Battle of Badr. So if you want to learn about the Battle of Badr and what happened in the Battle of Badr, Surat Al-Anfal. Just like the surah that deals with the Battle of Uhud. Do you remember? This is my question to you. Remember what surah explains the Battle of Uhud and what happened in the Battle of Uhud when the believers, the Sahaba, you know, they did not actually follow the command of the Prophet not to come down from the mount, and then Allah Azza wa Jal changed the victory into a loss, and they were heartbroken. Remember what Surah talks about that? I spoke about it. Who will be the first one to answer my question? No, not Surat Nisa. No, Sister Khadija, it was not Surat Nisa. No, it was not Surat Nisa. Al-Imran, mashallah, alayki Shazia. Shazia, she's good, mashallah. Surah Al-Imran, la Karima wa la Nawal. You need to make tawbah, Nawal and Karima. Karima and Nawal, you need to make tawbah. Surah Al-Imran is the one that talks about, you know, what happened in the battle of Uhud. Surah Al-Anfal talks about the battle of Badr. And Al-Anfal, just the name of it, Al-Anfal. And Al-Anfal in Arabic means the spoils of war, right? The booties, the spoils of war. It is also called Surat Al-Jihad. Surat Al-Jihad, right? So Al-Anfal, it's called Surat Al-Anfal because its introduction talks about Al-Anfal. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قل الأنفال لله والرسول. They ask you about the spoils of war. Say that the spoils of war belong to Allah and His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also called Surah al-Jihad because the majority of the surah talks about jihad. Right? This is why it's called Surah al-Jihad. Is there any fada'il on the surah? Is there any virtues? Actually, it is not from al-Mi'in. I'm really sorry. I made a mistake. It is from al-Mathani. It is from Al-Mathani, because the Prophet Muhammad says, "Min al-Mathani alladhi utituha alladhi ataha an-nabi makan al-injil." He says that when the Prophet Muhammad says that I got the Mathani instead of the Injil, you know, Injil is the Bible. So there's nothing in particular in terms of its virtues, other than it is because it has only 75 ayah, right? So it is not in the hundreds. This is why it's not in the Mi'ini. I made a mistake. It is not from the Mi'in. It is from the Mathani, which is the one below the Al-Mi'in. Al-Mi'in are 100 ayah, more or less. You know, and below that is Al-Mathani. And below that is Al-Mufassal, the very short ones called Al-Mufassal. So this one is actually considered to be from Al-Mathani, right? And its number of, in terms of revelation, it is considered to be 114 surahs. Surah Al-Anfal is considered to be surah number 88. Some said was revealed after Al-Imran, but there is a controversy here because Al-Imran talks about Uhud, and Badr happened before Uhud, right? Happened before Uhud. So this is why some, you know, they say that it was revealed after Al-Imran may not make sense, because Badr happened before Uhud, and Al-Imran talks about Uhud. But anyways, it is regarded to be or recorded to be ayah number or surah number 88. And asbab al-nuzul, the reasons why the surah was revealed, altogether 13 sabab, 1-3, 13 sabab, 13 reasons, all pertinent to the battle of Badr. All pertinent to the battle of Badr. The mawdu' of the surah, the content of the surah, still, it is about jihad. It is about, you know, the battles and the battlefield, about jihad, about struggle, and the ahkam of jihad and the rulings of jihad as well, right? Mostly talking about the battle of Badr, as I mentioned, right? This is about Surah Al-Anfal. And the matla' al-surah, the introduction of the surah. So we said there's some surahs that start with huruf al-tahajji, right? Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Ha Mim, Alif Lam Mim Sad, right? Sad. But this surah does not start with that. So it starts with a statement, mashallah alik Khadija. How did you're reading my mind now, right? You're reading my mind, mashallah alik. Before I said it, she jumped on it. It is a statement. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. They ask you about the anfal. So it is a statement, mashallah, very good. Khadija Muhammad Sheikh, mashallah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. They ask you about that. It's a beautiful surah. It's an amazing surah, right? So if you want, again, if you want to learn about surah, about the battle of Badr, Surah Al-Anfal. My brothers and sisters, some of you maybe just have joined us. This is Tafsir Bites, and this is, you know, session number 15 tafsir bite, session number 15, and we're talking about Surah Al-Anfal. This is a tafsir series which we have started, in the beginning of Ramadan. Talking about small, it's not deep tafsir, by the way, but this is just bits of tafsir, but inshallah ta'ala, very, very beneficial. The surah, my brothers and sisters, has two sections. Al-Qism al-Awwal, the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talks about the plans of Allah azza wa jalla. Right, the first section talks about the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second section talks about how Allah azza wa jal voided the plot of the mushrikeen, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invalidated the plot of the non-believers. So these are, and all pertinent to the battle of Badr, right? So the two main sections in the Surah Al-Anfal, first section talks about the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second section talks about how Allah azza wa jal voided their plan or the plot of the mushrikeen. With regard to the first section, brothers and sisters, those of you who just joined, maybe if you don't know how we work here, questions you may want to save them until the end, inshallah, because once I'm going through my session, I don't want to pause and answer questions. I will just answer questions at the end, inshallah ta'ala. Right? So section number one starts from verse number 1 to verse number 29. In fact, these are just tafsir bites, short, sweet, not long, inshallah. Again, section number 1 from Surah Al-Anfal, it starts from verse number 1 to verse number 29. Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with a statement. يسألونك, they ask you about the Anfal. And in this, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the ahkam of the anfal, the hukm of the spoils of war. Al-anfal, is the spoils of war or the booties. And when they ask you, Muhammad, they ask you about, who should be getting this spoils of war? Lillahi wa lirrasul. This belongs to Allah and to the Prophet. Meaning, they go in, the Prophet ﷺ will distribute them in accordance with the laws given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The section, that first section from 1 to 29, also talks about how the believers, they need to steadfast in the battle when they meet their enemy. And the obedience of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. They were outnumbered, the believers, right? The hadith says that they were about 313, 314, and the mushrikeen, they were about 1,000, right? In the battle of Badr. So, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. They sought, they invoked their Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them. What did He send down? 1,000 angels. Amazing. The angels, they did not come down only in the battle of Badr. But they came down in a different form. Question to all of you, those of you who know about the seerah. The angels came only once in the battle of Badr. But they also came down in another battle, but not in a form of angels. They came down in another form. What battle was it? What battle was it when the angels came down? But not in the form of angels. They came in a different form. In what battle and what form? Here's a question. What battle and what form? The angels came down. Badr, they came down, and the Sahaba saw them. Ibn Mas'ud, he saw, before my sword touched the neck of the enemy, his neck flew away in the air. Yani the angels, they were fighting with swords from fire. Allahu Akbar. The angels were fighting with swords from fire. So does anybody know the angels came down a second occasion? What battle and in what form? Does anybody know? Huh? Does anybody know? Yalla. Yalla Habibi. Yalla Ya'ud. Yalla Ya'amr. Yalla. Huh? Does anybody know, Sister Khadija? Do you know? Nadia, do you know? Yasin, do you know? Anybody knows? Battle of Al-Ahzab. The Battle of Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wind. It is, but not the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wind. The Battle of Uhud, no. The Battle of Uhud, the angels did not come down. In the Battle of Badr, they came down. But not in the Battle of Uhud. They came down in the Battle of Hunain in form of ants. Hunain. They came down in the Battle of Hunain in the form of ants. Ah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, although the Muslims, they were winning, but, you know, they lost again and then they won again. Subhanallah. Because they thought that they outnumbered the non-believers. Right? The Muslims, they thought, oh, we're going to win today. We're going to win today. How? We're outnumbering them. We have more in terms of, you know, quantity. So Allah Azza wa Jal made them lose. And then when they realize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the help. Angels in form of ants. But the angels, they came down only once in the Battle of Badr. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ ألف 1,000 مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ From the angels coming down, fighting with you. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla explains how they were feeling, the believers, the Muslims, how they were feeling. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِّيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامَ Amazing how Allah Azza wa Jalla sent, you know, His help. They were outnumbered, the Muslims, but they stood fast. They stood strong. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them all fall asleep. The others, they were having a party. Quraysh were having a party the whole night and drinking alcohol. The Muslims, they went to rest. Subhanallah, even the guards, those who were guarding, he was saying, the Sahabi who was guarding, you know, he says, Wallahi, my sword fell almost 7 times. In one hadith says 7 times. And 7 times the sword fell from his hand, he also slept. Allah made them all sleep. Why? Because they need to sleep, to rest. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some rain. And that rain, remember, like when you're, you know, imagine you're like you want to take a shower to feel refreshed. So that rain that fell on the camp of the Sahaba, it was not a floody rain. It was just that sprinkling rain that made them feel, okay, I'm awake now. And also to make the ground be firm. So that when they walk, they're walking on firm ground. Versus the other camp, the rain was flooding on them. So much so that when Quraysh was walking into the battlefield, they had difficulties walking. Allahu Akbar. The whole battle of Badr was orchestrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ Allahu Akbar. Look what Allah is saying in Surah Anfal. Same session. Same section, you know, the first one. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to the angels, Anni ma'akum, I'm with you as well. Make the believers be strong and fear and stand firm. And I will throw ru'b, fear in the hearts of the non-believers. Ya salam. What? Na'am. What happened? Because Quraysh outnumbered the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw fear in their hearts. They looked at the Muslims and they thought they were huge in numbers. And that in the Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about that as well. إِذْ يُرِيكَمُهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي عَيُنِهِمْ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you look like, you know, they're small. You know, when the Muslims, they look at them, they look at their camp, they're not that many in number. But when the Quraysh was looking into the Muslims, they say, wow, they're huge in number. Where did they come from? Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, changed everything. I told you, Allah orchestrated the whole battle. Even the camp was chosen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second section starts from verse number 30 to 75. The second section of Surah Al-Anfal starts from ayah number 30 to ayah number 75. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he talks here about how he voided the plot of the mushrikeen, of the kafirin, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And the non-believers, they're plotting how to kill you, how to kick you out from Medina, how to... يعني Allah Azza wa Jalla saying this to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَمْكُرُونَ, and they plot, and Allah is the best of planners. They plan, and Allah is the best of planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah Azza wa Jal voided all their plots, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal also talks about how these people spend so much money to deviate people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَصْرَةٌ ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that the non-believers, they spend their wealth لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to deviate people from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They will spend it in the today, yesterday, today, in the future. Allah says they will be spending their wealth, they will be spending their money to deviate people from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They will be spending money to introduce all these concerts, all these, you know, all these plays and games and movies, haram things, you know, to deviate people from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even in Muslim countries. Didn't you hear that? Even in Muslim countries, even in so-called Muslim countries where the Kaaba is, where Mecca is, where Medina is, having concerts, having, you know, WWEs and having all types of the يصد عن سبيل الله, to deviate people from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah says, and they will be spending more money, but they will lose. They will lose. This is not something that happened in the past. It happened in the past, and it is happening in the present, and it will happen in the future. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal also talks about how they should prepare for them. You know, we're believers, and they're going to meet in this battlefield. So do your, you know, prepare for the battle. Prepare for the war, as Allah Azza wa Jalla telling the Sahaba. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. And prepare, you know, whatever you can from strength, from people, from horses. Do your due diligence, do your work, and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just go and say, okay, khalas, I'm just going to go to my exam, right? The next day I have an exam. I'm going to stand up the whole night, pray. I will not prepare. I will not study. But before the night of the exam, I'm going to wake up and make sujood and make prayers and make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me get an A on my exam. I'm not going to study, but I'm going to make lots of dua. When you go to your exam, my friend, you're not going to get an A, huh? For sure. Even if you spend the whole night praying and giving sadaqah and crying and reading Quran, you're not going to get no A because you did not do your job. You didn't study. So Allah Azza wa Jalla here is telling the Sahaba, "A'iddu lahum, prepare, gather your forces, gather your, you know, your strength, gather people, call people, gather whatever you can from weaponry and whatnot." What a beautiful ayah and surah. In fact, in the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the true believers. The true believers, who are they?
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers, who are they, O Allah? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, when they hear about Allah Azza wa Jal, their hearts feel trembled. They get shaped when they hear about Allah Azza wa Jalla, when they read the Quran. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the signs of Allah has been, you know, recited upon them, it will increase them in iman. Who are these people? Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps on saying, الذين إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Those who establish the prayers and they give from whatever we have blessed them with. يعني they give صدقة. Allah is describing the qualities of the true believers. الذين يقيمون الصلاة, they establish the prayers. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Allah did not say الَّذِينَ يُصَلُّونَ. Allah did not say those who pray. Allah says those who establish the prayers. There's a difference between praying and establishing the prayers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who spend from that which we, you know, bless them with. And then Allah says, those are the true believers. أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. They will have high levels in the, you know, in ranks in Jannah, إن شاء الله تعالى. لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة and forgiveness. ومغفرة ورزق كريم and a great risk from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The true believers. This is with regard to my brothers and sisters to Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal, no, verse Surah number 8. It has 70, it's called Al-Anfal, 75 verses, and it's in juz number 9 and 10. 75 verses, number 8, it's called Al-Anfal, because it's about the spoils of war. Talks about mostly about the battle of Al-Anfal, yani the battle of Badr. So if you want to learn about the battle of Badr, please read Surah Al-Anfal. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Jazakum Allah khair. I'm done. Those of you who've come in late, I'm so sorry. We have these sessions. It's been over now. Since the beginning of Ramadan, we have this Tafsir Bite session that starts at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, we have the Tafsir Bites. A short session. It's not long, but I have another session at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, you know. It was the end of time. We finished the end of time. But as of today, we're starting a new series called Homemade Happiness. Family reunion in light of the pandemic. Family reunion in light of the pandemic. This is a new series I'm starting today, inshallah ta'ala. 6 p.m. Eastern time, UK time, 11 p.m. as well, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. Those of you who've maybe missed it and came in late, please go back and listen to the session. It will be saved on my stories or